Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
In the studio this afternoon, I have Jeff and Nigel from Stormtrooper. Welcome to the studio.
Hello, I'm Jeff.
Hello, I'm Nigel.
Stormtrooper, now you're not a new band, are you?
52 years ago is when we started.
52 years? You don't look that old, gentlemen.
It's all in the blood.
So, tell us about Stormtrooper.
So we formed at the Marquee Club in 1975. Nigel was there on another business matter. I was there to look for a guitarist and a singer, and we just met that night, and everything started from there.
That sounds fabulous. Now, you tell us how you came to be involved as Stormtrooper.
I had literally just started work at the Marquee as the bar cellarman, and one of the first people I met was Jeff and Mike Lee, the drummer, his drummer friend, who were over from the States, and they were over looking for a band, for band members to form a band and do what we do now, and that's how we formed Stormtrooper.
So you were working at the time?
I was, yeah. A year later, I became the assistant manager there, and then 3 years after that, I became the general manager. I was running the whole show and booking the bands and all that. So I was there, as was Jeff, during the whole sort of punk episode and everything that followed after that.
Wow. Do you know, the Marquee Club, I've heard of it, never went. But
you're far
tell
too
us
young,
about.
That's why.
I wish I was. So tell us about the Marquee Club then. Now, that was one of the places where punk rock really started, wasn't it?
It did. I think it was March 76. We put a band on called Eddie and the Hot Rods. It was their first gig at the Marquee. And the support act was the Sex Pistols.
Wow.
That was one of their first ever gigs. And it was pretty wild and woolly, I can tell you.
I bet it was. Now, I bet you've seen some interesting things at your time in the Marquee Club.
A lot of interesting things. But I mean, after we finished with Stormtrooper, Jeff went off and joined Chelsea, which was quite a successful punk band, and they were quite outrageous on stage. Jeff can tell you more about that, no doubt.
So, Stormtrooper itself, you formed for a while and you released a single, didn't you?
We released our first single on Solent Records here on the Isle of Wight through John Waterman, and that was I'm a Mess with the B-side of It's Not Me, which we still do those songs. And actually, It's Not Me is called AI now, I think, you know, because it's more relevant, not just tweak the lyrics. But yeah, the first thing was released from that. We split up after our first gig, which was at Bath Pavilion on the 1st of October, 1975. We were supposed to open for Bebop Deluxe, and the singer got tonsillitis the week before the show. The guys who were supposed to be managing us, called Corruption Management, based in some seedy office in Portobello Road, suddenly we arrived for the gig, and all the posters lining from Bath Station right to the pavilion were we were the headline band, and we'd never played a gig in our life. Needless to say, after the first show, we split up. And then we reformed again in 1978 to record the second single, but we never released it. Simply Nigel's job had really taken off, and he could see that that's where the money was and not where Stormtrooper was. He went for that money.
Well, we played two of your songs last week. We played I'm on Fire and It's a Mess.
I'm a mess.
That's
we're
the
a
one.
Mess.
We're a mess.
The song's I'm a mess, yeah.
And I have to say, it was just so great.
Yeah?
Yeah, for me, it was like going back to my younger years, which obviously it was.
Right.
But I just found it fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm on Fire was never released as a proper official single, in fact. And then when it was recorded about a year later by Chelsea when I joined Chelsea, you know. But the original Stormtrooper version, in my opinion, was always superior to what we had done in Chelsea. Chelsea's version was okay, but the version we do as Stormtrooper is the one, okay? And it's going to come out this year now, so.
So, Stormtrooper, you've reformed. How did that come about?
Well, there's a gentleman named Gordon, who lives in Ryde, and he was in the record business years and years ago out in Essex. Some, I can't remember the label, you know, but he dealt with the Suffolk and Essex people. So he's a friend of ours. He was coming to the other band I had, Voodoo Raven. So he would come to the gigs. One day we were talking, and he just said, you know, Jeff, he goes, you and Nigel should really get a band back together, okay, because you're going to miss out on this wave of 50 years of punk rock. You were part of the scene there at the time. The single was released in 1977, although we recorded it in 1975. And so basically I thought, well, I've said to Nigel, and Nigel said, well, okay, let's see what happens, you know. So we already had a drummer that Gordon was offering who was handy. He used to play in another punk band at the same time Chelsea were going, which was called Alternative TV, and he lives on the Isle of Wight, so that was convenient, okay. And then we just had to find a guitarist, and actually Nigel's guitarist from his band Little Hutch Drive, as they are now called, Pete Galpin, stepped in for the period of time to do a few shows, and then he was not going to be available for us. We were going to Canada later in the year, in August actually. And so we found a guitarist. Actually, it was another recommendation by Gordon for this guy named Graham McCulloch, you know, and he plays in a band. What's the band called? Abandon. They're called Abandon. They do all like Beatles and Beatles covers, Bowie cover songs, okay? Anyhow, so he's in the, that's the current lineup of the band, you know?
Do you know, that's just fabulous. And you have a great event coming up soon, don't you?
Operation Geranium, Steve Double's festival gig with seven other bands, including ourselves. And that is on Saturday the 6th of June from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. and involves bands from not just the Isle of Wight, but Isis Edition from Cornwall, and Rihanna from Northampton, and the Fish Brothers from Brighton, and then there's a few other local Isle of Wight bands here, you know. And it's all for a good event, as you all know, that Steve Double does the Operation Geranium thing, which he, his charity received, he received a British Empire Medal for, which is pretty, quite amazing. And I actually had the privilege of being there the day his letter arrived, saying that he was being given that medal, and he invited me to come to the medal ceremony, which was really quite special at the Royal Yacht Squadron, you know. It was a really cool event, you know, and he well deserved, okay?
Absolutely well deserved. What other things are you guys doing? Are you doing any other gigs?
Well, we have gigs coming up. Well, let's see. The last gig we did was at the Black Sheep. The next gig is obviously this one on the 6th of June. There's no immediate gig here on the Isle of Wight. There will be another gig coming up sometime in June. We just haven't arranged a place. And then we go to Canada in August for like a mini tour for five shows out there. And that's our next big thing. And then we play the, what is it, the Hope and Anchor on the 3rd of October in London.
Yeah, Hope and Anchor in London, 3rd of October. And then the day after that, we got another gig down in Brighton. So it's our micro tour of England.
With a little trip to Canada as well.
Well, the big one is trip to Canada, yeah. So Jess' friend, a chap called Bob Muck, and that's his real name.
Really?
Who's absolutely swathed in tattoos and bolts and bits of metal hanging out of him.
Okay.
Frightening-looking character. I've yet to meet him, but, yeah, he's... he's asked us to go over there, and he's inviting all sorts of other punk bands over there. He's had The Boys, he's having 999, he's having Chelsea, Jeff's old band. They're all going to go over there over the next year or 2 years in celebration of the anniversary of punk.
Wow, that's fabulous. So can people find out more about your band yet?
Well, there will be a website coming up for it. Is stormtrooper.com. And hopefully, sometime in June, we'll have the website up.
It's worth mentioning that also on the bill is a band called The Dovers, which is Pete Banks, who was in a quite a famous band back in the 70s and 80s called After the Fire.
Oh.
And it's well worth people catching up with him.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And I'll just say one mention. The Isis Edition, which is a band I actually started with Chris Bashford, who is the singer guitarist in that band, who was actually the drummer in Chelsea in the day when I was back in Chelsea, part of that original lineup. So their band is coming from Cornwall. And the keyboard player, which is his wife, soon to be in July, was in Shakespeare's Sister, and she played in Thompson Twins.
She played in the Thompson Twins? Wow.
Yeah. So she has musical history herself, you know?
So, between you, very small world.
And let's not forget the very talented Angelina with Dave Goodby on slide guitar. And they played recently for another show that Steve Double had done, Country and Western Night, you know? And they were actually quite amazing, you know?
Where can people buy tickets?
So, look, you can get the tickets at the Apollo box office, or you can go online and look up the event, or you can actually find one of the posters and scan the QR code on there. That'll take you directly to the website to buy tickets. And it is an all-day event from 2 to 10 p.m., and 8 bands and a cause for charity for Operation Geranium.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for popping into the studio to see me on this beautiful day. And look forward to catching up with you on the 6th of June.
Okay. Coming down to the show.
It'd be nice to see you at the show.